Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Appling reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors juggles the ball. That's an error on Connors. Chapman scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Desautels moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Desautels settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Desautels. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. Connors moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to home to get Radcliffe. Connors moves to third. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Boesberger pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Hayes scores. Krivic scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Appling steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. D'Alessandro moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.